This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I hope the Big Ten and the SEC stops dilly-dallying and merges soon.
And sign stealing at a high school football rivalry? Could it be Connor Stallions all over again?
It's all coming up on the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
You sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
How good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
Say it out loud, Tone.
What's going on, Kenny? Podcast time.
Did you ever hear the Andrew Dice Clay? What's in the bowl?
Yeah.
My dad told me them jokes when I was a kid. I was laughing. Did you know yesterday, happy 70th birthday, Lorraine Bracco?
Lorraine Bracco, 70.
Sopranos, baby. I'm always going to
so
do
much.
It.
Every day.
Right there. Right
every
there.
Day.
You're number one.
I wish you were leaving tomorrow.
Soon enough.
So Jimmy Carter's got 30 years on her, is what we're saying.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What we're saying. That's
30
what
years
we're saying.
A day.
See if she looks like...
Okay,
President
we're moving on.
Jimmy
come
Carter
on.
In 30
come on.
Years.
Come on.
That's
hey,
how we end
hey,
the podcast.
I'm just saying.
Jeez, come on. I told you off the air I was very upset by
that
showing that footage.
I didn't like seeing it either.
I did not like that. And I'm in all seriousness,
that was
I
a,
did not like that.
That was a collective, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Like, why are we doing this? Why would you do that?
The good thing is the internet didn't decide to take pot shots or make jokes.
That's all they did.
Oh, that's
then they
right.
Took
that's
pot
all they did.
They took pot shots at his family. They really didn't take pot shots at him.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Jimmy Carter is an American icon
yeah.
and one of the greatest humanitarians in world history. He's a president, so there's skeletons in closets of yeah. you know the domestic and world policy, certainly. But
this is
still.
Something. What is the most common kind of sad refrain? Is morbid, but after you go to a funeral and you see someone you hadn't seen in a few years, and you're like, man, that's not how I want to remember that person. You say that all the time.
Yeah.
Everybody says that. In fact, I think there are less open caskets, open viewings
because of that.
Which I think is a good thing. And we've talked about it. We've actually talked about that before
yeah.
on the podcast. Well, someone like Jimmy Carter, I mean, you know, we've been keeping tabs on him forever.
Yeah.
And then to see him like that yesterday, I think we all agree nobody wants to be seen.
No.
You don't. I'm
no.
making the call right
no.
now.
No.
I don't want, even
no.
if I make it to 100, I don't need cameras in my face when I'm 100. I just don't need it. I don't need that
no.
at the end of my life. It's not going to be some courageous thing where it's like, yes, I made it to 100. Document this for posterity. Let everybody see that I'm still here. Like, no, I don't want to be seen. That's maybe why guys like Gene Hackman, you haven't seen him in 20 years for
There's pictures every now and then.
There is once in a while at a gas
He's
station.
He's still like
they,
moving around.
Yeah.
He's still okay. He's still at 96.
Yeah, yeah.
How old's Gene Hackman now? 94, 96, somewhere in there. Jaguars fan. Can't be liking
is
the start
that,
of the
come
season.
On.
Yeah. Jaguars fan, Gene Hackman. The Jaguars, I think he went to a few games or something like that. One of his one
I didn't
of the
know
people.
That.
Yeah. And
how does he have how does Jacksonville have a fan base?
Well, they Jacksonville those teams in Florida claim certain like Gloria Estefan. Now she's from Miami.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez, yeah. who also is from Miami.
I think
no.
so. No.
She's from the Bronx.
Oh, that's
oh,
right.
Duh. That's dumb. Right. Jenny from the Bronx.
Who else? Isn't Serena Williams like got a minority stake in the Dolphins?
Eminem from Miami.
I remember the Panthers had a big thing about Kevin Spacey some years ago that immediately went away for obvious reasons.
I told you.
That is, no, I'm not making that up.
Not to get too far off track, Kevin Spacey does an interview with Pierce Morgan, where Pierce Morgan sits there and grills him on how much money he has left in the bank. Because he's like, I'm broke. I don't know if I can pay my mortgage. Like, I just don't know. And it wasn't a sympathy play. He was just like, Pierce asked, he answered. And Pierce was like, but seriously, how much money do you have in the bank right now? How much money do you have? Like, he kept asking the question. That's amazing. Kevin Spacey's like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'll figure it out.
And that's what you do. I'm sure he could sell the houses that he has.
Well, I think he did already. He's down to his last house. Asset. Yeah.
So couldn't he just live in an apartment somewhere?
I don't know.
How much were his houses worth?
Mitch,
I would imagine they were in the millions.
Do you want to interview Kevin Spacey? I think he'll do the interview.
No, I don't want to interview Kevin Spacey.
I kind of do. I have some questions I need answered.
I mean,
you want to talk about a guy that has stories. Holy cow.
Well, Kevin Pollak is a person I'd rather have on who has stories, by the way. Yes, Owen. Oh, I thought you were going to tell me how old Gene Hackman was.
Yeah, he's 94.
94!
Wow. He lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
You want to hear one of the other trivia questions I have about Gene Hackman?
Go ahead.
Is there's a scene during one of the basketball runs in Hoosiers where he leans down and says something in Dennis Hopper's ear, which is the shooter, and Dennis Hopper's laughing. And they left it in the movie. You can't hear what he's saying because the crowd's cheering. Because he said something to the effect of, what are you going to do for work? Because both of our careers are ruined after this movie. Like, because they thought it was going to bomb. And then it became an all-time classic. And then a controversial piece as well. But either way, I wanted to bring up something to your attention. Do you want to do it? Am I the only one who wants to do this? Did you want to do the drone thing first? Or did you want to do the other thing? Let's do drones first.
Okay.
You remember, you remember that? On Documentary Now?
Drones. Yeah, man. Drones.
That was great. There was a couple that were terrible misses, but drones.
That was one of the good
ones.
There's
a Tim Robinson one that I have to watch. Documentary Now. That wasn't.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. Documentary Now. Is it still on Netflix?
Isn't he Pete Weber?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Isn't that
It's him. It is the guy that played Dexter.
Oh.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
And Bobby Moynihan, I believe, is it?
Bill Hader, Fred Armisen in the Grey Garden spoof,
yeah,
which was really, really, really good. Drones was good. There was a couple others that were really good. Some were terrible, but a couple were really, really good. Anyway, okay, go ahead and give the rundown here.
From the Toledo Blade, from a friend of ours who's been on the show.
Dave Briggs.
David.
Who's a lot taller than you think.
Very tall, hard hitting. He was a good basketball player. And I believe, if you could look this up, I think he played basketball at Toledo St. John's. But
story came out.
I'll be dipped.
Meanwhile, did St. John's suspect Central Catholic of using drones to steal football plays? So it's kind of a folksy article, kind of a fun thing after, you know, the Connor Stallions thing hits very close to home in Toledo. So everybody is wondering about, you know, the way to steal signs and whether this is as rampant as, you know, some people would think. Detectives were involved in this case because a drone was being flown over St. John's practice.
Yes.
And in the end, no charges were filed or whatever. They pretty much dropped the case. But according to this, a former Central player flew the drone, told the Blade in an email, I made a spontaneous decision to use my new drone and fly it over the St. John's practice. In the moment, I didn't think much of it. My dad and mom taught me a long time ago, when you make a mistake, you take responsibility and apologize. I immediately called St. John's athletic director to extend my apology, and they appropriately gave me tough love. To be sure, my alma mater had nothing to do with this mistake. All right, how do we feel?
I think what you're glossing over is... He was standing in the Lazy Boy parking lot the street, and they called the sheriff's office, and the sheriff's called the Lazy Boy general manager
for the surveillance
and said, we need the tapes. And they watched the tapes inside the Lazy Boy. And when the guy from Lazy Boy said, hey, what's going on here? Is there a big crime syndicate going on? The guy goes, no, we think they're stealing football plays from St. John's. And the Lazy Boy guy laughed in the sheriff's face.
And the question is, when they're watching the closed circuit surveillance video, are they sitting in a nice, comfortable Lazy Boy sofa?
They had to have
been. And did they fall asleep?
There is a story that I wish, I don't know if I could, I'm going to tell it on the air. No, I can't tell it. It's actually too gross.
No.
Oh, come on.
It has to do with number two. It has to do with number two. It's too vulgar. I realize, even on a podcast, it's too vulgar. Long story short, there was a kid using the bathroom in the hallway and kind of playing with it. And that he was leaving sometimes it on the study hall steps. So when people came out of study hall, they were walking through it. And he finally did it in front of the wrong person's office, the football coaches. And they put cameras out. This was like early 90s technology. Oh, they put cameras out. And they finally caught him. They brought the kid's parents in. Parents didn't believe it. And he goes, I'm giving you one chance to accept responsibility for this. And they would not accept responsibility for it, which I can totally agree with. No one wants to believe their child is doing that.
Yep.
And he goes, okay. And he had a he had one of the old-time carts with the VHS, and he just popped in the tape and walked out of the room. They said they heard the mom screaming down the hallway.
That's a great story.
People were alarmed because they heard a woman screaming, and she was horrified by what she was seeing.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of tapes and high schools.
Need more of
this. There you go. Yep. So I don't.
The other thing I learned from the article, apparently the five Catholic schools in Toledo are part of the Michigan Catholic High School Athletic
Diocese? Is it the Detroit Diocese? No, it'd be Toledo Diocese.
No, it's the Michigan. They are in a Michigan High School Catholic Conference with like 40 other schools.
But they play,
but they're in Toledo, and it even says they all the schools in this conference fall under Michigan except for these five, and there's three. It's Central, which is a co-ed, two boys, two girls, so there's five schools.
That's weird.
And they play in Detroit.
Do they play? Okay, so the five
and
in Ohio.
Let me things like that.
So do they play when they go to the playoffs? Do they play Ohio high school playoffs?
They play Ohio high school playoffs. Avon Lakes played Central Catholic like three times.
Yeah, they're just in a conference with Michigan schools.
That's just their conference.
All right, never mind. Yeah. Then that's all right. They do that down by the river in West Virginia. Like half most of the teams that like Bel Air plays, I think, is in West Virginia. So, okay, I guess you have to do that. You know, sometimes I don't realize that border towns.
So, you know, obviously the Connor Stallions and the documentary afterwards and, you know, the rivalry with Ohio State and Michigan has got a lot of people talking about the same stuff we were talking about with Spygate and New England. And I guess the question is, like, I mean, drone video, Kenny, let's say at the high school level, let's say your kids end up playing high school football.
And, God willing.
And you're catching,
whether they want to or not.
And you're catching drones flying over. I mean, you're going to be,
I'm calling Ed and Peggy Gallick.
Yeah, you're going to immediately have suspicion, right? And that's exactly what happened here, because these are two rivals, and that's what's going on the whole time. I love the fact, like, this guy's like, I guess I spontaneously
got my new drone out and decided to go stand in the Lazy Boy parking lot.
They'll do that.
I go over. There's a Levin's in Avon that I go to.
What's the penalty?
I fly her up in the air.
What's the penalty for this? Perjury. Do we know?
I don't know.
No. Well, they ended up just, the deputies set
charges,
it aside. Yeah. There were no charges or anything. He did get a talking to. But it adds
to, has to be a penalty of some sort. I'm not saying legal.
Yeah. Well, I think this adds to the lore, right, of a rivalry. Yeah. Like, this is a story that they're going to talk about 80 years from now.
Yeah, that is Ed's and Ignatius in Toledo.
Yeah.
Those
two schools.
Yeah.
Okay. You know? So it's not like it is.
Which they're playing this weekend.
They are.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of lost its luster recently, that
both
game.
Both teams in the dumpers.
Doesn't matter. You know, everybody makes the playoffs now, right?
Notice
Division
I used to
one?
Make, yeah, but yeah. I don't think one in five is really going to cut it, though.
I think two teams in District 1 don't make the playoffs.
That's incredible.
They have 18 and 16 of them make it.
Speaking of, do you pay close attention to high school football anymore or no?
Not as much since the last few years. I've been off duty on Fridays because when I was in it, you know, because you're talking to ADs, you're talking to coaches, you're talking to parents, and now my Fridays I'm prepping for college football.
True.
So I'm watching the Mac. You know, it's so funny. I am so Mac centric right now.
Yeah.
That we had a debate about the kickoff rule, and somebody tweeted me is like, Lima, you want to get rid of kickoffs in the NFL? What about college? And I'm like, my God, college kickoffs are like some of the most entertaining plays in football. And you're like, no, they aren't. And I'm like, I watch Mac games every week. And
they're never on the main screen for me. Even my Akron Zips are never on the main. Even when you're doing the game, Tone, they're never on the main screen.
So in Mac play, the kickoffs are huge. Like, teams get out to the 40-yard line. Like, it's a huge change in momentum. It's the stuff that fans want in the NFL. But the players are of different sizes and athletic ability in the MAC. In the NFL, you know, it's down to a science. Like, here are the players that are on kickoff before the rules change, of course. Because now you see bigger guys. I mean, who is the maniac that is just chopping wood out there on special teams for us? What was his name that we were talking about?
Winston Reed.
Winston Reed. I want to see more Winston Reed.
They call him Big Hit Win. That's his name in the locker room, is Big Hit Win.
That guy, he actually did a much nicer thing than he could have, because a return man came into him and he shoveled him to the ground, but did it nicely. He's like, here you go. You're down on the ground now. Drill you if I want.
Him, Isaiah McGuire, is another guy who's showing up on special teams. By the way, I know you're not interested in this. Can I just say this off my chest since you mentioned the Mac? I'm really hoping. I'm going to steer into it. I hope that the Big Ten and SEC and Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti, let's speed this thing along.
Just merge?
No. Let's have it like an AFC and NFC, but Big Ten and SEC, and because they're both brands, and you guys have your national champion. Let's speed this thing along. Get a couple of more teams in if you want to.
Well, that's an AFL, NFL. If you want to
bring in Florida State, you want to bring in Clemson, go ahead and you do that. What'd you say to Owen?
That's an AFL, NFL.
I'm tired of trying to avoid it.
So how many teams are we talking?
Steer into it.
How many teams are we talking in this? You're basically saying a new college football league.
18 and 18. Yeah. If you want to do it that way, that's what's that? Almost 40? Almost 40?
Well, I'd call it 36 if I was doing the math. 36 teams?
Hold on.
All right, that's enough.
God, I should have done the prep on this.
Oh,
how many teams could feasibly, because you need a few different things to make sense here.
Mm-hmm.
You need more to keep the TV deals, right?
Yeah.
You can't just have 36 teams.
I don't think you need to get in the minutia of it, though. And yes, you can. They could just play each other all year long.
They wouldn't get the TV deals, I think.
Because, how would they not?
Because right now, the reason the TV deal is what it is, I know the landscape is changing. The reason Rutgers and Maryland got pulled into the Big Ten was cable subs. Well, now we know cable is not going to be that big of a deal, but they're still paying dividends because the state of New York, the state of Maryland.
Well, it's a big metro.
And now we're getting USC and California and Oregon. Washington, right? So you that's a big part. If all of a sudden we're only dealing with 36 teams, well, who's not making the cut? And now you're losing interest in college football in those states.
I don't understand how. If they're all playing,
there's a bunch of states that won't care about college football.
Why not? Well, you're saying overall, if there's states left out, God.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so
no.
So then the TV deal might go down.
The states that actually matter, no. Do they?
So like Iowa. Iowa doesn't make the cut, right?
Iowa makes the cut. They're already in the Big Ten.
You said 36 teams.
Oh, no. Keep your teams.
Okay.
If you want to. Though, I mean, if I were going to do it, I'd be like, Purdue, bye-bye. Like, I would do that. Because I'm like, hey, the Big 12's right there. You're right there in
Purdue
the Midwest.
Purdue and Indiana need to merge their football team.
Kirk Cignetti, I think I would disagree with that if I were him. But let me think of this. Right. Yeah. No, your schools that are already in. At Florida State, at Clemson if you want to. If you got a couple of other ideas, fine. And just have your national championship.
Is Boise State involved? Like, you see what I mean? Like,
maybe,
I want to know.
Maybe. And you know what? You could take one from the other conferences. No more Power Four, no more Group of Six, because it used to be Group of Five, Power Five. No more Group of Six, no more Power Four. You have your two, you guys move on.
Like Syracuse, you get the boot.
Because
you're not involved.
Because
right?
What I'm bothered by, Syracuse in the ACC, no. You guys, you all figure it out. What I'm tired of is Once I saw this is another Briggsism. Dave Briggs also tweeted out after the report that the Mountain West might go after Toledo and Northern Illinois, that Toledo is actually closer to Africa than it is Hawaii, which would be your furthest road opponent. You would have to play them at least once every 3 years in Hawaii or here.
Are we talking about like a province or?
No, I mean, I'm guessing the shores of Africa.
That's so good.
Which is a very, very, very large continent, which we don't even pay attention to because the map curves. To the shores of Africa.
The map curves. I mean, I've been talking to my friend Kyrie Irving about
this. Apparently, it's closer to Africa than it is Hawaii. And once we got into that, I go, the MAC's the perfect conference for the MAC schools. Like, really, like, if you want to add Ole Miss, if you want to add UMass, go right on ahead. Yeah. But really, it's like when they tried the whole UCF thing for a couple of years back in the day with Dante Culpepper, it really didn't make sense. Marshall makes sense, and I don't know why they want to stay. Well, no, they're in the American now, aren't they? Or are they still in CUSA? Is Marshall still in CUSA?
I think they're in the American
now. Or are they in the American now? Marshall made sense. But really, could you see Toledo in any other conference?
No.
Seriously? No. You can't see any of those MAC schools in any other conference.
USA, yeah.
They're still in CUSA?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I thought. Like, I'm tired of the other movement. I'm tired of the other silliness. They're trying to make it prohibitive to teams from the FCS to move up to the FBS. It's a $5 million fee now just to get in. And you're talking about money deals. How do I stop Toledo, if they really wanted to, how do I stop Toledo from going to the Mountain West? Because it's the Wild West right now, and they need the money.
And you said
Marshall
is not in the Conference USA.
What are they in?
They're in the Sun Belt.
Huh?
I'm sorry. I got to look at my Phil Steele magazine closer. I apologize.
Didn't know Sun Belt was still a thing.
So the Fun Belt, man.
I haven't kept up with any of these.
Sun Belt has Troy, ULM, Western Kentucky. I want to say, do they have Southern Miss? Do they have Southern Miss or is that CUSA? I don't know. We don't need to go down that line. Oh, CUSA,
Southern Miss.
Okay, CUSA has Liberty. That's why everybody was like, well, they're never going to lose it. Title now. I'm just tired of the. If you want to move teams out of the Pac-12, I didn't want to do it, but fine, go on ahead. If you want to swallow them up, fine. The Big 12 is not taken seriously in national championship football. Not anymore, not without Texas and Oklahoma. And I say that as an avowed, Matt Campbell man. And you know what? I even like Kansas State to some degree, even though there's obviously a rivalry there. Nothing's taken seriously anywhere else. West Virginia might be upset. Maybe if you want to put West Virginia in the Big Ten, go right on ahead. Be my guest. Get West Virginia out of the Big 12, put them in the Big Ten. Make it a $10 million fee. If you guys can come up with a scratch for $10 million, go right and get out of your contract. Yeah. Knock yourselves out. But let's just be done with this. Because I think that NIL has actually spread out from the three teams that we gave a chance to win a national championship year to year to year to about six teams to win a national championship year to year to year. I think it actually has gotten a little bit better at the top. At the top. But it stares you right in the face. The other stuff where they have no NIL, what's the point of trying to compete with that? I mean, what is the point of trying to compete with any of that stuff? So if you want to, keep your pie. Because eventually, the Big Ten, the reason I'm saying this, the Big Ten and the SEC, they're just going to take more. And the networks are only going to have so much.
So you're just saying, let's just get to it.
Yeah. They're going to get rid of these contracts with these other places no matter what. So you're going to be getting peanuts. The $800,000 that teams get in the MAC, that'll be probably the standard at some point. With other networks, whether it be the CW or if CBS has a little bit of runoff or anybody else wants to get in the game. It's live sports. It's programming. People will watch it. Will be advertisers. Anybody else who wants to get in the game, they can make their money on that.
Here's what
you guys can have a separate national champion if you want to.
Right.
You can have a G5.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of talked about.
D2 national champion, whatever you want to do.
I know Steinbrecher, the MAC commissioner, the doctor, had just mentioned something. Some of it got taken out of context in the reporting of it by like Ross Dellinger. And all that. But I find it interesting because I'm talking to my sister's boyfriend in Chicago who is a massive soccer fan.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I understand how relegation works because he's telling me which team had gotten pulled up as we were watching soccer.
Well, he's from early in the morning. Over there, right?
He's from Croatia.
He's from Croatia.
So he's talking about all these leagues, and I said, hey, do they pack the stands for these other leagues that, you know, teams are relegated to? And he's like, oh my God, yeah. He goes, they get ratings. Yeah. People care. Because I'm wondering what happens in this world that you are talking about with the rest of college football. Because part of the reason the TV deals are the TV deals is we talked about the states before, and I think I inadvertently put Rutgers in New York. They're not, clearly not.
But it's a New York market. They're in Jersey.
Yeah. what I am wondering is, if you have a bunch of these leagues that we know, like a bunch of schools can't win a national championship anyway, but the inventory of all of these teams that ESPN can show on there, it's a big part of the television contract. Once you take this away and say you are no longer competing with these other teams, will the TV money be the same? Because TV money is what it is because there's so much inventory. Like the NFL's inventory is a lot smaller, but the games matter so much more and are so highly rated that they drive the TV deals. In college football, yes, the ratings are big. They're kind of a fraction of what the NFL is, but there's games. It never stops. It's games. And now NBC has games and CBS has games and the Big Ten Network.
Peacock's a pain in the ass, Peacock, man. They got to figure that thing out. Because even going back and watching on the replay, I didn't notice this. My buddy Nick got me on this. Is you have to, even when you try to fast forward, you have to fast forward. And then they give you extra commercials through the commercials. So they leave the game as it is with the commercial breaks. And then they throw their ads on with the circle in between. They still throw those on top. It's like, man, this is difficult to deal with. Yeah, I'm sorry. I want to get to the NASCAR lawsuit. We can do that next week or something like that. I don't think that's going anywhere. But yeah, I'm just ready to move on with all this. And like, let's have the Big Ten versus the SEC. I think they're good brand names. North versus South will meet at a place that's designated for the national championship site. If you want to have your bowl games, we can have our bowl games. We can have our Big Ten SEC versus so-and-so challenges. And you have your bowl games. You take a 12-team playoff out of the two, 6-6. Everybody else plays bowl games, whatever, and away you go. That's kind of the way I feel about it, which is very easy to say, and I haven't really thought it out, but we don't have a lot of time. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.